One time, Narada Muni went to visit Lord Krishna in Dwaraka. And he said, Bhagavan, I speak so much about your Maya, but I was never in Maya, so I cannot know really what is this Maya. Please show me your Maya. Lord Krishna said, why do you want to see Maya? This is not good for you. It has bewildered even Lord Shiva. My Maya is so strong, especially in Dubai. Then Narada Muni said, No. You only show me your Maya one time so that I can help the people and preach to the people. So Krishna said, come on, let us go on a walk. And Lord Krishna took his dear devotee Narada Muni to walk, and they came to a desert.
Dubai.
Almost Dubai. And Krishna said, I am feeling very thirsty, Narada. Can you bring me a glass of water? And Narada Muni said, but this is desert. Where will I find water? So Lord Krishna said, no, you walk through the desert, and at the end of the desert there will be a few villages. And you knock at the door and say, I want to bring a glass of water for my friend Krishna. So Narada Muni went to the village, and the first door he knocked, no one answered. He came to the second house, no answer. And he came to the third house, the door opened, and a beautiful lady was there. Oh, come in, sit down, Betia, we say. Narada Muni said, it's all right, I just want a glass of water for my friend. No, you have walked very far to come to this village. You please sit down. At this moment, the door opened. In the back, from the back side, another man came and said, oh, you must be Narada Muni. In the old Puranic scriptures, it says that Narada Muni would come on such and such day to my house and marry my daughter. Narada Muni said, no, Brahmachari, no need to marry, no need. No, said the father. It says in this particular scripture, the Vivaha Purana, and by astrological calculation, it is also sure that on this day you would come. Is your name Narada Muni, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, but I'm not, have no intention to marry. No, it is already determined. So Narada Muni married. You remember his original question to Krishna? You remember. Good. It's very important to remember this. Narada Muni married. He had three children. The father passed away of his wife, and he became the village chief of three houses. And he was very, 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 very entangled. Until one day, the monsoon started. The river became so full with water that it became like a raging body of water. It went over the beach. It destroyed the first house. It destroyed the second house. Then Narada Muni took all his family and jumped on a boat. But the river was so wild. It took the boat. One wave came, shoo, took away the first son. A second wave came, took away the second son. Then the third wave came and took away the wife and the youngest son. Narada Muni was shouting, "Danger, danger, help!" But no one heard him. Then the last wave came, took the boat, shh, higher, higher, and then plash, threw it down. Narada Muni started to drown in the river. He was calling, "Oh no!" Krishna! And he was grabbing on to something. And as he was opening his eyes, he saw this was a yellow dhoti. Then he looked up and he saw the smiling face of Bhagavan. And Krishna said, "Do you understand now what is my Maya?" And then Krishna said, "Where's my glass of water?" The moment you forget to bring the glass of water, the moment you forget your seva, that is Maya. "Bring me my glass of water." So Narada Muni again went through the desert. Oh no, again there was this village. Again he knocked at the first door. No one was there. Again he knocked at the second door. No one was there. Again he knocked on the third door. The door opened. And there was the most beautiful of all women. "Oh," she said, "welcome, what do you want?" "I want a glass of water." "No, no, no, you have come from far, Betia, sit down." "No, no," said Narada Muni. "I just want a glass of water for my friend." At this moment, the door from the back opened and a man came. "Oh, kaisa hai? You must be Narada Muni." "It's all right. I just want a glass of water." The woman looked at him. The man looked at him. And together they said, "Is that all what you want?" "Yes," said Narada Muni. "Here is your glass of water. Take it." So Narada Muni took the glass of water and brought it to Krishna and said, "My Lord, here is your glass of water. Now I have understood. I am your eternal servant. At the moment I forget your servant, I am in Maya, in heavy Maya." My dear devotees, my dear skeptics, dear friends, this is a very, very deep explanation from the Matsya Purana. The moment the living entity, the jiva, turns away from Lord Krishna and forgets the service of Lord Krishna, that particular moment and second in time, his material life, the Maya life, is starting. Is it clear to you? Have you experienced it yourself also?
Always experiencing,
yes. You must know, now a little philosophy, we need to concentrate now, that the jiva, the living entity, is what is technically described to be tatastha. What means tata? Marginal. It means that part of the beach which is sometimes land and sometimes water. Have you gone to the beach? When you go there, you can go and all of a sudden the waves are there and you are in water. You are in the ocean. And then you continue to walk and then the water goes back and you are on the land. Tatastha means, when we say that living entity is tatastha, it means it's in that position where sometimes it is in Maya and sometimes the living entity can be in Krishna consciousness. Our devotee has explained it happens very often, this situation. So this brings us to a very important question. When can we influence whether we are in Maya, or do we have any influence when we are not in Maya? My dear devotees, yes, the moment you do your service for Krishna, devotional service, it's called bhakti, the Navanga Bhakti, the Bhakti of nine limbs, with full determination, you are in the Antaranga Shakti, the spiritual energy of the Lord. The Bhakti starts first by hearing. Then the next process is Kirtan, Shravanam Kirtanam. Then the next process is smaranam, to remember Krishna. Then the next process is vandanam, offering prayers. Achanam, padasevanam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. These are nine processes of devotional service. And if someone performs just a little shravanam, a little hearing of Krishna's glories, then great results can be made. He can be delivered from all this Maya. Once, this is from the Padma Purana, there was one thief and he saw an assembly like this, a satsang assembly. He thought, let me steal. Yet, thief means chora. Let me. What does. Chor. A chore. He thought, there's so many rich people in this assembly. There's Krishna in his purse. There's certainly some good amount of money. And the thief was coming in the satsang to steal. But as he was making his plan how to steal the purse, very strategic plan, he was hearing, if one just does a little service to Bhagavan, one is delivered from his karma, and one is up getting moksha. So So this was a sentence he heard, and then he was stealing from the purse. At the end of his life, the chor, the thief, came before Yamaraj. And Yamaraj said, "Oh, very bad list. Chitragupta, you must be knowing that this you did, this you did, this you did, this you did. And then you stole a purse in the satsang. Everything was recorded. But you also heard a little in the satsang. This is a very good result. So what would you like to have first?" Said Yamaraj. Yamaraj said, "Would you like to have first the results of your thieving, your chore? Or would you like to have the result of your satsang?" The thief was very intelligent. He said, "I will have the result of my satsang first." So he was immediately carried to the heavenly planets, to the Nanda Kanana gardens, and he was remembering there were two ways he could go. One way would be to enjoy with the beautiful demigoddesses, who's very beautiful. Nanda Kanana gardens are much more beautiful than Dubai. Or the second way option was to do what he had heard in the satsang, to do some seva. So he went to the gardens. There were flowers. He took the flowers and he threw them into the air. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. He did the whole day seva, pushpa seva. Then the Yamadutas knocked. "Time is up. Time is up. Come with us to Yamaraj. Now, you chore, you thief, you have to suffer the bad results of your activities." Hare Krishna. The thief said, "You cannot get me. You go to Yamaraj, you unintelligent Yamadutas, you asked him, what is the result of devotional service to Bhagavan? I have offered so many flowers. I will now not go to the hellish planets. I won't go to Patala. I go further on in my spiritual journey until I go back home, back to Godhead." My dear devotees, don't think these are just some nice stories to make you enthusiastic. It is not so. By Lord Krishna's inconceivable mercy, he has given a special shakti into seva. When someone performs seva for Krishna with a right attitude, not proud, but just with a right humble attitude, this seva is immediately recognized in the heart of Lord Krishna. Krishna thinks, this person is trying to do my service. He is not yet 100% perfect. He is not yet in full knowledge. He is not yet fully determined. But he is trying to do my service. And at that moment, Lord Krishna, from Lord Krishna's heart, his Kripa Shakti comes. It's like a wave of Kripa Shakti, which extends from Lord Krishna. This wave goes into the material world, to the person who does seva. My dear devotees, please use this time in the Nanda Kanana gardens of the United Arabian emigrates. What is it called? How is it?
Arab Emirates.
Yes. Please use this time in a very conscious way. Don't try to imitate the materialistic sense enjoyers. Try to go here and do your Pushpa Seva or your Pani Seva. Do your service for Krishna. Here's a wonderful opportunity for rendering service. Here is a desert, but also here is this wonderful community of Indian devotees. You can organize programs like this. I feel maybe we should shift this wall a little bit. We need a little bit more space.
There's a kitchen.
Oh, kitchen is necessary. Yes. We cannot shift this wall. We have to shift this wall, maybe. Another house. try to do this service of a Bhakti Vriksha preaching. There are many things you can do to attract more people, to look maybe for bigger spaces, and so on. But the most important seva, which is the foundation of all other sevas, the most important glass of water which you can bring to Krishna, is called the Naam Seva, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. When a soul takes the holy name of Krishna and sincerely begins to chant the holy name, something very special happens. The Lord who is in the heart, what is the name of the Lord in the heart? Paramatma, yes? Paramatma. He thinks, oh, this soul has now become sincerely attracted to me. Let me give him possibilities to come even closer to me. Desham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipuvakam dadami buddhi yogatam yenamang upayantite. Lord Krishna hears someone is doing Naam Seva, and now he thinks in the heart, oh, here is someone who wants to come closer to me. And immediately Lord Krishna arranges everything for this soul to come closer to him. He makes all arrangements. He takes obstacles out of the way, and so on. On the way to, where is this? Ajman? Like Ajman cup. Huh?
Srivasangam.
Yeah, Srivasangam. Sachi Devi told me that when she entered the Dubai airport, she had a big folder of her CDs with her, and the Arabian custom control said, "Oh, you have CDs. You carry so much CDs." It was in the X-ray, and she. Let us see. So the lady in the custom control, Arabian lady, took the CDs and looked at the picture of Radha Rasabihari. And immediately, you know, normally she should have forbidden. She began to rub her hand in a like a pujari over the CD, cleaning the dust away very affectionately. And then she called the supreme controller of the customs, the officer, this is religious CDs. The officer knew religious CDs are not allowed in a Muslim country. They're not this big quantity. But he said, oh, they are religious CDs. Welcome. Please, all the best. Good luck. Go. This shows you that because Sachi Devi wants to do some Naam Seva, serve the holy name, by singing and by also distributing Sachi Devi's original CDs. She wants to do Naam Seva. So in this way, Lord Krishna takes care of all the obstacles, removes them, and in the heart of the Arabian custom control, he says, she can go. Other religious CDs are not allowed, but these religious CDs are allowed. This shows you some practical illustration that yes, when Lord Krishna is in the, when Lord Krishna hears that we do Naam Seva, chant the holy names with full attention, then he becomes active from within the heart and removes all the obstacles which are on the path of our lives. And he gives you good buddhi. Please listen. Lord Krishna becomes so very, very moved when someone does Naam Seva that he begins to arrange his life in a very, very wonderful way. He has promised this in the Shastras. You know, when Ajamil chanted just Narayan, Narayan, immediately Lord Krishna sent the Yamadutas away, sent his Vishnu Dutas to help Ajamil. When someone does Naam Seva, the whole life of that person changes to much the better. It is so important to do Naam Seva. It is the best process of all the ninefold processes of devotional service. But we need to have faith. If you do not have faith in Naam Seva, nothing happens. Shraddha. We need to have Shraddha. Most of us do not have any faith. Hare Krishna. We have only one faith. When I eat prasadam, my stomach is full. That is the only faith we have. Unfortunate this is. We must have full faith in the name of Krishna. Then Krishna begins to take care of us. Srila Prabhupada has told us the story of this little boy who lived with his mother in the jungle. Maybe the Jharkhand jungle. Some of you are from Jharkhand. Yes, I was near Sahib Ganj. You know Sahib Ganj? Yes. So this boy needed to go through the Jharkhand jungle 5 kilometers each day to attend his schooling. But he was so often afraid in Jharkhand jungle. Our devotee can tell us there are many wild animals, jaguars, vampires, like Dracula. Jharkhand jungle, not easy place. Dangerous. So the boy said to his mother, I'm so afraid. Every day I have to go to the school through this jungle. Mother, I think I cannot go. I'm so afraid. No, said the mother. You have one friend, Gopal. You just call Gopal. Gopal. And the boy had simple faith in what his mother had told him. So next morning when he went to school and there was something in the jungle, he said, Gopal! Gopal! Immediately a beautiful bluish boy came. You have called me. I am here for you. At this time, the boy said, "Oh, you look so beautiful." "Ah, yeah, Harvey Ball." "I will go with you through the jungle because I see you are full of fear." At this time, the boy felt no fear, and he went to the school. Every day, Gopal came when he was chanting, "Gopal, Gopal." Now soon his schooling came to the end, and the teacher said, "Let us make a little ceremony to complete the education to Ganesh." Huh? You must have done also this ceremony in the beginning of education. Ganesh Puja is there. At the end, it is there. And everyone in the school should bring a 50 paisa so that we can organize the festival very nicely. So the boy went home and said to his mother, "Mother, I have to get 50 paisa for the festival to Ganesh tomorrow." The mother said, "We are very poor. I do not have 50 paisa. But maybe Gopal has." So when the boy went through the jungle the next morning, he again shouted, "Gopal, Gopal." And again Krishna came and said, "You have called me? Yes, I need 50 paisa from you." "Oh," said Krishna, "we are simply herding cows. We have no money, but we have milk products. For Ganesh Puja, you need yogurt. Here, take a cup of yogurt." So he gave the yogurt cup to the boy, and when the boy came to the teacher, he said, "I didn't bring 50 paisa. I'm very poor, but here's a cup of yogurt." "Oh," said the teacher, "one little cup of yogurt? We need buckets of yogurt. You are nonsense. You are not thankful. You are not grateful. I am not satisfied. You are not a good student." And he took the cup of yogurt and poured it on the floor. Pup, 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 pup. More yogurt was coming. More yogurt was coming. Maximum amount of yogurt was coming. "Bring a bucket, bring a bucket." The bucket was filling. "Bring a second bucket, baldi." "Bring other baldi." Again, patch, 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 patch. The second baldi was also full. Baldi. Balti. Balti, yes. Balti, yes. Second balti. Third balti. Fourth balti. Fifth balti. 10 baltis. 100 baltis. Yes, this was Gopal's yogurt. Unlimited yogurt. When we speak of Krishna, for instance, if I would tell you, this Krishna is this much high, it would be wrong. Krishna is unlimited. The whole universe is in him. If I would say the heights of this Krishna, I would have to show like this. Krishna is this much high. It means unlimited in this direction, unlimited in that direction. This is how we show divine personalities. So, in this way, in this very nice way, Krishna showed the boy that there is an unlimited amount of, that he is unlimited. The teacher said, "Who gave you this cup? Boy, who gave you this cup?" my friend Gopal. Where is your Gopal? Can I see Gopal? Yes, I go in the when I go through the forest and I'm afraid, I call Gopal, Gopal, and he comes. Ah, please take me with you to the forest. I want to see your Gopal. So the boy took the teacher to the forest and said, Gopal, Gopal. But Gopal didn't come. Ah, said the teacher, this is just a story. I knew, just some story. It's not true. And he went back to the village. The moment he was out of the forest and the boy started to get home, he said, Gopal, why were you not there? And immediately Gopal came and said, you had faith when you called me. The teacher had no faith. And I only come when someone has faith. If someone has no Shraddha, Shraddha is not there, then I do not come. So Hare Krishna, we do not want to give Gopal away, we want to keep him. Very careful, Prabhuji. Very slowly, dhira, dhira.
Gopal ki.
Gopal ki jai. Yes, let me summarize what I wanted to tell you. The moment you forget your seva to Krishna, Maya will come. Throw you down, smash you to pieces. Samsara, the ocean of birth and death, is there for you. But the moment you serve Krishna, then there is no Maya. The best service to Krishna is what service?
Nam Seva.
Nam Seva, serving the holy name. Krishna will come. He is in the heart, and when he sees someone doing Nam Seva, he will come in his life. He will even control the Arabian custom control. But you must do Nam Seva with Shraddha, with faith. Then only Gopal will come, only Krishna will come. He will see that faith of his devotees. So I want to request you, I am only here for a few more days. I want to request you to enter sincerely into Nam Seva, and I want to sing with you a song for the pleasure of Gopal. Okay? I will request you, while you chant, you should really put all your attention to the holy name. We will not pay our attention to what is going on in this part of the corner. Our full attention is here. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
When I see that you look at this part of the corner, I will stop the kirtan.